we do self-sabotage because our brains become habituated to being in this state of almost not wanting ourselves to grow or succeed. And once this happens and you engage in self-sabotage, your brain's kind of wired to think, yes, that's true. You're not going to do this. And you start to believe that. So it becomes this vicious cycle of something that creates failure, even though it may be something that you really, really want for yourself. Welcome to the Mama Shrink Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Cynthia Hauver, licensed psychologist, certified coach, and Gen X mama of two amazing boys. My belief, you can't be an awesome mama unless you're taking care of yourself first. And that's exactly why I created Mama Shrink. You'll get my 20 plus years of experience combined with some very real life struggles. And together we'll unpack the mental health, the physical health, even spiritual health to get you loving your mama life again. Listen, these kids of ours, they're only young once, and it goes by so fast, and you're never, ever gonna get this time back. We must learn to enjoy this wild ride of parenting. So if you're up for it, mama, let's do this. Hey, mamas, before we jump into today's episode, I just want to remind you that although I am a licensed psychologist, I'm not serving here as your psychologist. This podcast is not a substitute for direct mental health care. If you're struggling with a mental health issue of any kind, please reach out to a licensed professional. You can also contact the National Suicide Crisis Line by calling or texting 988. There's no shame in having a mental health issue, and it should always be taken seriously. So when I think about self-sabotage, really what that means is it's a purposeful choice, can sometimes seem not purposeful, but really the definition is a purposeful choice that interferes with your goals. So a lot of times that could be short-term goals, but most often it's our long-term goals, you know, things that are big for us in our life. It could be achieving a certain position at work, creating your own business, becoming a mom, parenting correctly with your children, anything, you know, anything that you've dreamed for, hoped for, wished for, things in your life that really are something you want, but you find yourself just not achieving it, no matter what. So this can sometimes mean things like losing weight or quitting a substance or taking better care of yourself in general. And you find yourself going back to, oh my God, here I am again, screwing it up. Why do I keep screwing it up? And so hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll understand a little more why we tend to keep screwing things up and ways to stop doing that. So some examples, you know, that just come off the top of my head about ways that you might see on a regular basis. Maybe some are more severe, but some that we just tend to do over and over again. So when you set a goal for yourself, you know, do you find yourself not following through? Do you tend to procrastinate? Do you quit and say things like, oh, that was a stupid dream anyway, I'm never going to get that, what's the point? Sometimes you can turn to things like self-medicating, self-harm, overeating, overdrinking. And we do self-sabotage because our brains become habituated to being in this state of almost not wanting ourselves to grow or succeed. And once this happens and you engage in self-sabotage, your brain's kind of wired to think, yes, that's true. You're not going to do this. And you start to believe that. So it becomes this vicious cycle of something that creates failure, even though it may be something that you really, really want for yourself. So if you find yourself asking or saying things like, if only I did this, or, oh, I really would love to try this, but I'm so scared. I'm so fearful that it's not going to work out. Or you're burying your emotions. I'll get into a little bit more what some examples. Always starting over, you know, so if you're the type of person that is like, oh, well, I tried to eat healthy this week, I'll start again on Monday. Or I tried to start working out this week, didn't work, so I'll just wait till Monday. And then Monday comes and maybe you start again, or maybe you don't. Or you are in a situation with someone that you care about and things are going really, really good. So maybe it's a relationship and, you know, you're feeling really connected, you're feeling tons of love, you're feeling really supported, and it feels so good. And then all of a sudden, bam, you do something to screw it up. You know, maybe it's creating a fight or picking out something you don't like about the person. And our brains do this because we're wired to go back to this state of, no, I want to feel comfortable. And sometimes our comfort zone isn't being in a complete state of happiness. So sometimes when we're doing the best things for ourselves, so taking care of our bodies, taking care of our health, maybe it's, you know, practicing meditation or doing yoga and you start to feel more clear-minded, and all of a sudden something kicks in that says, ooh, this feels too good. I'm feeling really good. And so then you find yourself perhaps the next day going out and having a drinking night with the girls, and then you're hungover for 2 days and you feel awful and you're like, what just happened? I was feeling great. Or the case of the relationship, like, why would I start a fight? Like, this is going so well. What am I doing? Well, what we're doing is we're trying to go back to our comfort zone. And I always say to people, sometimes our comfort zone isn't what's healthy. It's not what's best for us, but it's what we're used to. So self-sabotage creeps in to, you know, kind of say, oh, you know, your brain's telling you, I don't know about this. This feels really different. This feels weird. I know it's good for me and this is what should be happening, but I'm not sure we feel comfortable with this. And so we do something to ruin it. And it happens all the time. I've done this so many times in my life. You know, I feel like the queen of self-sabotage sometimes, where things are going great and I start to kind of have this anxiety creep in where I'm like, wow, everything's going okay. Like, this feels different. This is not really comfortable, but I'm going to try and stick it out. But then I'll find myself doing something to screw it up. So I hope that, you know, this resonates with you, because I think so many people do it and then they get really down on themselves. They start to think, oh my gosh, I suck. I'm just never going to be happy. I'm a horrible person. I'm worthless. And then that affects your self-esteem, which in turn makes you self-sabotage even more. And it becomes a vicious cycle. So we get ourselves into the self-sabotage, which makes us feel bad, which in turn makes us go back to our state of not achieving, not growing, not allowing good things to come in. And then it becomes this vicious cycle that we find ourselves not getting out of. And there's studies, you know, that really show that our brain is wired in a certain way and it believes it. So if you keep proving to yourself that you can't succeed or you don't deserve to get what you just received, your brain will start to believe that. And so when something good comes into your life, it registers as, oh, I don't deserve this. I can't possibly be this happy. Something must be wrong here. I must be missing something. And maybe you're aware of it, maybe you're not, but then something unconscious will creep in to screw it up. And then you look back at the whole cycle and you're like, what just happened? So some other signs that are important to recognize of self-sabotage, because I think the first thing we always have to do is we have to recognize something and own it before we can change it. So the way it might show itself might be with procrastination. It might, you know, which can be anything from not doing it at all to starting a project and never finishing it. Everything's going great and you immediately start to do something to self-destruct. So I found myself doing stuff, you know, especially with my business, where things start to really start to flow and they're going well. And I'll get to a certain point and then I'll be like, oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I think, why? What am I doing here? And I realize it's self-sabotage because I'm not comfortable with things going well sometimes. You may feel uncomfortable feeling good. You may do a lot of negative self-talk. You may say to yourself like, oh, who do you think you are for doing this? Or I can't really do this. Or I don't deserve to be making that much money. Like, how did I think that was even possible anyway? Or my boss doesn't really like me. Or you start thinking things like, oh, I know my partner's telling me how much they love me, but they're probably up to something. It can't possibly be true. Feeling like you're not good enough to receive what people are trying to give you. Some other signs are, you know, picking fights, being very self-critical, feeling like a fraud. You know, that happens a lot where it's like, wow, I've achieved all this stuff and I feel like a fraud. You know, it's just this feeling of, oh, but who am I to deserve this? Maybe it's overindulging. You know, maybe it's all of a sudden, you know, you've been really taking care of yourself and then you go on this binge of eating really unhealthy or drinking too much and you're kind of feeling exhausted and like, oh, see, here I go again. I never win. I never can achieve what I set out to do. And we really have to look at those things, however self-sabotage comes up for you. So I just want you to really just take a moment. And as I mentioned some of these things, do any of these things ring true? Have you found yourself engaging in some of these behaviors? Because a lot of times they come out in negative behaviors and we don't realize why we're doing it. So it's important to just think for a second, like, when have I found myself doing that? You know, is this my way of self-sabotaging? So people will always then say to me when we work on self-sabotage, and trust me, I see this so much. And I work with a lot of really, you know, brilliant, smart, successful women. And, at, you know, some of them at the top of their game and doing great things in this world. And they'll come in and they'll tell me, you know, oh, this was going great. And then boom, they do something that's just so self-destructive. And I'll say, okay, let's look at that. Like, why do you think that happened? And I know it's self-sabotage. It's almost like they're scared of feeling good, right? It's scary to change. You know, I always say change is scary, and it is. So how do we change this? You know, it can't just change overnight, you know, but I think it really, when you look at self-sabotage, it's a gradual, over time, change in the way you look at things and the world and your mindset. So obviously, you know, I just said this, but the first step is owning it. You have to recognize your self-sabotaging behaviors. And when you start to recognize them, that may feel painful. It may bring up a lot of emotion for you. And that's okay. Like, you know, telling yourself, like, it's okay to have these feelings. I recognize I've been doing this. This is a good step because I'm owning it. I'm starting to realize what I've been doing. And then what you want to do is recognize what are those emotions that are causing the behavior. So does it bring up anxiety? Does it bring up depression, guilt, worthlessness, stress, anger, resentment, jealousy? Like, what is the feelings at the core of the behavior. And, you know, it might be really helpful to write that down and to journal about it, because sometimes we go through life on autopilot and we don't take the time to really recognize, like, what's this feeling about that's attached to the behaviors that I'm engaging in? And we can't make change if we don't really get in touch with those feelings. And it may take you a week or longer to really understand, like, what's the feeling here? What's going on here? But I think even if you give yourself some time every day to just write down a few things that come to you, or when you're in your car, you know, or even as you're listening to this, pause this and really think, like, what's coming up for me right now? What are feelings that I know are attached to my behaviors? Then you want to recognize your thoughts that are causing the emotion. So usually our thoughts surrounding something that involves self-sabotage, when we really look behind it, the thoughts are often irrational. You know, sometimes we're basing it on, you know, the way someone looked at us, and maybe it's triggering something from your past, but you have to really look at, ooh, what's the thought that's coming up for me that's surrounding my behavior? You might then say to yourself, like, okay, is this thought accurate? Like, where am I getting my logic from here? You know, so sometimes it's a bit of fact checking. Okay, is this based on reality? When I all of a sudden was feeling good and I started that fight with my husband, did he really do something wrong, or did I create that? You know, did I start that? Did I make something up in my mind that is not based on logic? When I won money and I went out instead of, you know, doing something I really wanted to do with it, I blew the money and I felt really awful about it. Well, what do you think was coming up for you? What was the thought process in that? Maybe it was something like, I don't deserve that money, or I can't possibly hold on to money. Or maybe it's old beliefs like, I am horrible with money, therefore I need to get rid of it. So, you know, it can be things that take some time to sort through to try and figure out what is causing the thought process surrounding your behaviors and your emotions. And then you want to work on changing your behavior, your thoughts, and your emotions associated with whatever you keep self-sabotaging with. So, understanding that this is a vicious loop, and how this whole cycle works. And thoughts can lead to feelings and behaviors. So really, sometimes you have to work backwards and say, okay, well, did my thought process immediately trigger what I acted like and what I was feeling? So there can be lots of different components in it. And what you want to do is, once you start recognizing your pattern, how this cycle is working for you, then you have to work on being okay with feeling good. And I know this sounds so simple, but it's something that I really say to myself every day. It's okay. I actually say the same to myself. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to feel good. Those are two things that I try to say every day, so I don't engage in self-sabotage. And it's taken a long time. You know, I have to say all the time, like, okay, if something good comes into my life, I will, even if I'm not completely believing it yet, I will say, okay, I deserve that. Or, yes, I worked hard for that. This is okay. I'm going to let this come into my life. I'm not going to screw this up. If I start to feel good, if I am eating right and taking care of my body, I'm not going to immediately say, ooh, okay, I'm feeling really good. Let me go out and drink wine tonight. And then the next day feel completely awful and wonder, why did I do that? Because I know now, through enough times of doing this, of sometimes I feel almost uncomfortable with feeling healthy. And that probably comes from having so many illnesses in my life, you know, whether that be an eating disorder in high school, whether that be having heart surgery when I was 21, or, you know, recently battling Lyme disease and having Epstein-Barr, having a recent bout of issues with breast cancer, I really feel that whenever I start to take care of myself, I sabotage it because my comfort is not feeling good. So I keep pushing myself back into that place that feels safe to me, like I'm unhealthy, instead of I know I want to be healthy, but I sabotage in the direction of being unhealthy. And, you know, since I'm sharing, you know, I also have the tendency sometimes to have a hard time with being happy and content because, you know, I grew up in a house where happiness and contentment was not part of my everyday existence. So that got wired early on in me that being happy means there's something almost wrong. Like, that's not a normal way of being. So I've had to really train my brain to be okay with being happy and content and telling myself, no, this is what I want. I deserve this. Everyone deserves this. It's okay. And one of the feelings I recognize that comes up for me is anxiety a lot of times. For me, I sometimes go to a place of irritability and anger, and I find myself, you know, my behaviors are picking a fight with my husband or, you know, doing something self-destructive to myself. And I really have come to be in touch with this and work on actively changing it. You know, and this is from someone who, you know, has studied psychology for 20 years, you know, and practicing psychology for many years, but still having to go back to that place of, okay, I'm self-sabotaging. Why am I doing this? And once you start to sit with feeling good a little bit longer, you know, you give yourself credit for that. You know, I always say give credit where credit is due. So give credit to yourself. Give yourself permission to feel good. Tell yourself it's okay. And sit in that good feeling a little bit longer and a little bit longer. And slowly over time, you'll start to reshape your brain. And you'll start to change your mindset, which is what I started with today. It's really changing your mindset and your belief system so that your internal state of being becomes feeling good, feeling happy. And it doesn't go to that place of feeling negative and bad. And it takes practice. But once you get to that place, you start to look back and say, wow, how did I always screw that up? Or look what happens when I allow myself to do these great things. Like, it can end up being wonderful. But now I know this, so I'm not going to go back there. But giving yourself permission, doing it with grace and compassion, recognizing it won't change overnight, that it takes lots of practice to rewire our brains. And even more so, if you are someone who's been dealing with this for many, many years in your life, it takes time to stop self-sabotaging. So I hope this helps you. I hope it serves you. And if you want to leave a comment for me, you can leave a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. You can head on over to my Facebook page or Instagram page at Mama Shrink, and or send me an email at drcynthia@mamashrink.com. And I'd love to hear from you and get your feedback on things. So as always, mamas, take great care of yourselves. Try to start working on self-sabotage and keep on being perfectly imperfect. And I'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening, mamas. I really value your time. And if you like this episode, please share it with a friend and leave a review because they always help. If you want to learn more about me, just head on over to my website at drcynthiah.com. And you can find me on the socials at dr.cynthiahover. Until next week, please keep on taking care of you because life really is too short not to be happy.